Well, between Sue Black of Arizona State Parks and Trail Systems last week and Roger Naylor, travel writer and outdoor Arizona adventurer, this week, if we haven't got you fired up to get out and see Arizona, I don't know what else we have to do. Roger has been in before. We appreciate every chance he gets to come in and visit with us. Author, latest book, The Amazing Cold Brothers of the Grand Canyon. It's a fabulous read. Boots and Burgers. It's an Arizona handbook for hungry hikers. That's a great book. Death Valley's a great book. Arizona Kicks on Route 66. All great books. But today, most people probably know you as the feature writer for Explore Arizona section in the Saturday Arizona Republic.
My stories run most Saturdays in the Arizona Republic. Today, it's Arizona Things I'm Thankful For, getting people in that Thanksgiving spirit. And, you know, we're so blessed to live here that, you know, there's just some special things I think that we should all be thankful for. So.
The article is State of Greats. I mean, it's just wordsmithing.
He is a great wordsmith.
That's so cool. State of Greats. 22 reasons to be thankful you live in Arizona. You can find it in today's Arizona Republic. Okay, Mr. Naylor, you know here at Rosie on House, we give away one free Arizona vacation every month. We call it the Arizona Staycation. We started this in the depths of the Great Recession. To encourage people to stay in Arizona, along with Kimber Lanning, and keep your money here. Keep your money in Arizona rather than going outside. There's almost anything you would want we've got
exactly
right here in the state. So Sanderson Ford heard us doing that and said, well, listen, when you pick a winner, tell them they can come over to our lot and pick out a car. I said, okay, great. So they have 64 acres of cars. That's the same size as Disneyland.
Wow.
Okay. And in one corner, they've got this, what they call the stable of cars that they want out on the road for people to demo. So you can win a Sanderson Ford Rosie on the House staycation and call John at Sanderson Ford and say, I want an F-150 Platinum, or I want a convertible GT Mustang, or I want one of the hybrid cars, or I want an Explorer, whatever car you may be thinking about. So he makes arrangements for you to get the car you want, and then you get to pick what days you go and where you go. So Roger Naylor wins the Arizona staycation. Where, after you know this state as well as anybody, where does Roger go?
Oh, man, that is so tough. Right now, since we're talking about it, I would grab a four-wheel drive, and I would head up part of the Peace Trail, some of that the rugged OHV roads along the West Coast. I would make a point to stop in Parker, drive back the back roads to Desert Bar, and eat a burger out in the middle of nowhere. And then continue.
Is that old mining town?
It is. Nellie E. Saloon, only open Saturdays and Sundays through the winter from noon to 6. Bands playing. It's out in the middle of nowhere. What's better than that to go listen to music and eat a hamburger? And then drive. I see some of those backcountry, some of those desert mountains, and then, you know, stop and treat myself to a little luxury in Lake Havasu City and enjoy the sunset over the water.
And so when you're four-wheeling, you like doing it in a pickup or like a SUV? What's your preference?
I'm a pickup man.
You're a pickup guy.
I'm a pickup man. Yeah.
All right. So we would put you in a Ford F-150, four-wheel drive, and you take off for the Colorado River Valley.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Man, they're getting off cheap. Maybe I should grab that convertible and go get some pie. Wait a minute. How many chances do I get?
Well, a winner is drawn every month. Roger, I can't thank you enough for coming in. Again, you have a book signing today.
I am at Sibley's West at noon today, and if for some reason you can't make it, I'm doing another one in 2 weeks on November 18th at the North Mountain Visitor Center.
Okay, very good.
And you can find all the information on my website, rogernaylor.com.
Rogernaylor.com. And I guess that's where they could also order any of the books that you've got.
Absolutely, signed copies.
Very good.
Well, what a treat for us. Thanks for joining us
today.
It was
always my pleasure. Thanks, you guys. You do such a great job.
I'm going to send him some socks.
The ones with the little toes.
All right, y'all, stay tuned. Jennifer, you've got a great outdoor living segment scheduled for next hour. We don't have Romy in today. He's out rodeoing with the kids out in Litchfield Park, and the videos he's sending to the kids on the horses are just killing me. So we'll be there tomorrow watching that. But he's out rodeoing today. You've got special guests lined up.
Well, Joyce Reichner is the education coordinator of the Oro Valley Historical Society. She's going to be in talking about the wonderful heritage garden that we saw at the Steam Pump Ranch. So I'm excited about that. And Jay's in studio as well.
All right. So we'll be taking your questions about anything having to do with outdoor landscaping. Your lawn, your garden, your hedges, your trees, your hardscape, whatever it is. But Miss Joyce is going to be here talking about this seed culture thing that they've got going down there that absolutely fascinated me. And I'm not even a farmer. What does she call it? The Three Sisters? Corn squad? We'll find out more when she comes in. All right.
She'll get you straightened out.
All right.